Chapter 4. With a shriek of ever-loving rage, Rhett struck out blindly, knocking a body toward the hot embers of the fire. His vision dancing in red and black, he yanked the knife out of the soft spot below his ribs and stared down at it, expecting treachery by Earl's hand. But it was just a kitchen knife. A big one, too, to be sure, but nothing any self-respecting man would be seen carrying on the trail. And not silver either, thank goodness. "What the hell?" he shouted, bolting to his feet and brandishing the knife toward the figure rolling out of the fire, coughing and moaning. "What? What is it?" Earl was up, sleepy as an owl, hopping back and forth with his knife out too, although he was pointed in entirely the wrong direction. Rhett's eyes flicked up irritably. "Whoever it is, they're over there on fire and they're a damn fool." He rubbed the knife wound, already feeling his monster's skin knitting it closed. If he'd been human, he might have lost a kidney, he figured. Instead, he just had an unsightly hole in his too large shirt. Damn it all. He stepped around the fire and kicked over the smoking, cloaked form. It landed on its back with a wheeze, and he towed it apart like he was fussing with a bug that wouldn't unfold its legs. "Regina?" The woman's pinched face was all filled up with hate, her hands clutched in fists. She kicked at his leg, and he stepped back and tried not to laugh at her pathetic clumsiness. "At least roll the damn fire out before you try to kill me again, woman." She shook her head, stood, and tossed the smoking cloak down to the dust. "You deserve to die. Why won't you die?" "Monsters like me don't die as easy as we'd like," Rhett answered. "A problem you know a bit about yourself." Regina said nothing, just glared her rage. The night went suddenly cold and still. The three figures stood in the alley, the world frozen around them, the dark withstanding even the calls of locusts or birds. Rhett spit in the dust and settled hands on his hips. "Why do you want me dead anyway? I saved your life at Reveille. I killed the cannibal owl, gave you your revenge. You should be saying thanks, not sneaking up at night with a knife." The woman fumbled with her bodice.